Kindergarten, a place that's different from daycare.
By the Naître et Grandir team. Scientific Review, Manon Roussel, retired teacher.
Your little one is about to enter a whole new world. Here's a look at the main differences between daycare and kindergarten and the types of changes your child will face. The premises. If your child goes to daycare, then they're used to staying in an average-sized building with a few rooms, nursery, small classrooms for the various groups, and a kitchen. If your child attends a home daycare, then they're more familiar with a home-like environment. Whatever the case, starting kindergarten will be a big change for them. Even if your child is attending a small school, it will be much bigger than the settings they have been used to till now. There will suddenly be a lot more places to become familiar with. Their classroom, the other classrooms, the hallways, the gym, the schoolyard, the school's daycare, which may sometimes be located in another building, the secretary's office, and the principal's office. The group of children. At daycare, your child probably spends their days with a group of 6 to 10 children. In kindergarten, your child will have to get used to being in a group of up to 17 children for 4-year-olds and up to 19 children for 5-year-olds. This will be quite the transition, since in a larger group, children must share more and wait their turn more often, for longer periods of time as well. Your child will also need to get used to meeting older kids, for example, the students from 1st to 6th grade. If they attend the school's daycare, they will usually find themselves with children their own age. Some may be their classmates, but there will also be children from the other kindergarten classes. The staff. At daycare, your child has between 1 and 4 educators watching over them, depending on the type of daycare they attend. In kindergarten, they will spend most of the day with their teacher. But there are several other people to get to know as well, starting with the staff at the daycare. Each week, for example, they may spend time with the music or gym teacher. Your child may also be in contact with an educational psychologist or a special educator who occasionally comes to their class. There are also all the other members of the staff, including the principal, the secretary, the janitor, the daycare monitors, and the lunch monitors. My child did not attend daycare. Even if your child hasn't gone to daycare, rest assured that they will still be able to make the transition to kindergarten. However, children who have stayed at home may have had fewer opportunities to play with others their own age. You could therefore use the summer to give your child the chance to play with other children from the neighborhood who will attend the same school. Facilities such as drop-in daycares or other activities offered in your community, at the library or family center, for example, help preschoolers learn to follow group rules. It's also good to let your child dress themselves, even if this takes a little longer. You can start giving them a few small responsibilities, such as having them help set the table or asking them to put away their toys. Don't hesitate to applaud your child's efforts and encourage them to finish their tasks rather than doing it for them. Reading regularly with your child also helps prepare them for kindergarten. The schedule for the day. At daycare, you've been able to drop your child off and pick them up whenever you want, depending on the daycare's hours. However, in kindergarten, there's a class schedule to follow. All kindergarten students start and end their day at the same time. The day lasts approximately 5 hours, plus a lunch break of about 1.5 hours. It's important to respect this class schedule. You will have to notify the secretary and the teacher if your child is going to miss school or arrive late, or if they need to leave early. Daycare services are offered to the students who remain in school outside these school hours. Meals. At daycare, a cook or the home daycare manager makes the snacks and lunch for all the children. In kindergarten, it's up to you to prepare the snacks and lunch your child takes to school. Some schools also offer a lunch catering service for a fee. Meals are usually eaten in a classroom, in a common room, or at the daycare service. You can also come to pick up your child so they can eat lunch at home. Nap time. Unlike at daycare, in kindergarten, there is no nap time. However, a relaxation period is scheduled in the early afternoon to help the children calm down and recharge their batteries. Students may lie on a blanket on the floor to relax, sometimes with music playing. This activity takes 20 to 30 minutes. Some children fall asleep, especially at the start of the year. Activities. Just like at daycare, a day in kindergarten usually includes periods of play and directed activity. However, the teacher is also working to prepare your child for first grade. While your child is playing, therefore, they are becoming familiar with numbers, letters and sounds, as well as notions of time and space. Tomorrow, yesterday, on top, at the bottom, behind, and so on. They are also learning to assert themselves, listen to others, get organized, and to become more autonomous.
In addition, the teacher evaluates their learning development through report cards. Your child may even have some homework.
Remember, your child will need to adapt to several changes when they start kindergarten. They will have to get used to being in a larger group where they must share more and wait longer for their turn. In kindergarten, children become familiar with numbers and letters while also learning to assert and organize themselves.